All right, folks, God bless you guys, and welcome to This Is It for 321 Before the Fire. Hopefully everything's working, the equipment. Guys, the Bible talks about leaving the 99 others and going out in search of the one sheep that is lost. Does he not leave the 99 others and go seek out the one that is lost? What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a testimony over the last 6 days. I've documented it. It's all in a folder that's not available to you guys because I haven't made it available to you guys yet. I have to organize it and I have to deliver it to you today. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow because I don't know if tomorrow, we don't know that there's going to be a tomorrow anymore. I'm serious. The way things have rolled out and what I'm going to just share with you is just all the details of what happened from the Lord showing me, I need you to go to Florida. I didn't really even know why. I documented everything. I know exactly why. The manifestations and the documentation, I guarantee you, will speak for itself. Obviously, the end is here. The other race, you know, Lady Gaga, remember? My performance is about a new race of beings being birthed within the human race. That's exactly what the hieroglyph of Akhenaten and Nefertiti is that the Lord had me break down in 2007. It was a race of beings, a serpent race, birthing inside the host body system. The sheep is dying and the serpent race was growing from the death of the sheep. So the sheep dies and the serpent grows. That's it. And so the Lord took me to Florida in order to solidify and codify my complete understanding of the system. It is absolutely complete. There's no doubt about it. Zero doubt that the end of the world is here. I don't know if it's today, tomorrow, next week, or next month, but the evidence will speak for itself. Just like in a court of law, and you'll say, you know, I'll let the record speak for itself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to present the record to you guys and let you guys look at it and go, it's insane. It's literally insane. And on the trip, there was someone that was in desperate need of help. And the Lord used the situation to show me that we are at a crossroads, just like the person that I went to help. I told them, I said, you are at a crossroads right now. You can choose to do what's right. You can choose to do what's wrong. And the way the Lord proved that is beyond the human brain. He literally proved exactly what I was telling this person. I'm not going to use any names. I've already talked, you know, I told this person I'm going to be doing a video. I'm going to be using this as part of the example in order to help everybody. I'm not going to talk about any names. I am going to talk about the experience and what happened. So she was presented an option. And you can do this or you can do this. And I'm going to give you those testimonies, you know, as I roll out this information. And literally at the end of the whole thing, on the way back with that same person with me in the vehicle, she asked if I could pull over. And I pulled off the road, so she wanted to smoke a cigarette. And I pulled off. I said, well, as soon as I see a parking lot, I pulled off into a parking lot. And as I pulled off into the parking lot and made a U-turn so she could smoke a cigarette, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with smoking a cigarette. It doesn't matter if you smoke a cigarette. Who cares? But as I made that U in the parking lot, it was an empty parking lot. And we looked up, and it was a church. It was like a brand new church, and it said Crossroads, or it was like the Crossroads, and it said the choice is yours, free will. And I was just like, that is beyond insane. And I said, I told you, the Lord showed me we're at the crossroads now. This is where there's a separation between the sheep and the goats. You go to the right, you go to the left. To decide this day whom you will serve. If Baal be God, then serve him. If the Lord be God, then serve him. So make your decision. That's what this video is going to be about. I'm going to show you all the details that happened. I'm not going to, mention any person in particular, but I'm going to show you what happened and the way the Lord rolled it out. And I documented all the things that happened. And I have great hope for the person that I went to minister to, that we had dug up the actual reason for me being there, and that having exposed what was really being hidden, because at surface level it looked like one thing. It was much deeper. We had to dig it up. And once we dug it up and it was exposed, it was like, okay, now you're at the crossroads, so you can choose to do this or you can choose to do the other. And so anyway, all right, this is my check-in. Hopefully all my equipment's working. I have the folder now that, like I said, it's a private folder. I'm going to go through it right now. I'm going to get it ready, and I'm going to deliver it before tomorrow, because we don't know if we have any more tomorrows at this point. Russia's, you know, oh, here, we're going to nuke the U.S., and we got the Western news front-loading everybody, telling everybody, oh, my God, they're going to nuke us. And it's already printed on the U.S. currency, like the Twin Towers was printed on the $20 bill. Anyway, so y'all know it's coming. I know it's coming. And then the Lord took me to literally my final destination on my route to Florida was Miami. And I had logged it into my phone. And when I got to my final destination in Miami, my phone was saying, you have arrived at your destination. You have arrived at your destination. You have arrived at your destination. And when you guys see where I arrived, y'all are there. The king's coming. I guarantee it. I was meant to announce the arrival of the king. The Lord purposed me to solve the riddle of ages. It solved where angels were trapped in a host body system, where there was a superhuman angel demon spirit that runs the system that's attached to the pit. Unless you get converted and you turn back to the Lord God with your whole heart, then you become food for the angel of the bottomless pit, who is the king of the locusts, and you become assimilated into their collective, and you become a locust, part of the locust army that's going to come out of the pit and try and make war against the Lord God, which is going to fail miserably because they will be destroyed by the brightness of his coming, and he will destroy them with fire. That's why I am the before the fire. Nutshell. There it is. Wow, I said it all in like 5 minutes. Okay, I love you guys in Christ. I'm really sorry, guys, but listen, y'all have no clue of the burden that I've been under for the last 6 days. Most people might have folded. It was too much. It was too much. And it was done under like physical duress. Trust me when I tell you, it was not easy. So anyway, I'm back. And the end's coming, guarantee it. And that's a new beginning for us. The end for us is the beginning. The end for the other team is the end of it all. So hopefully you've been converted and the end is the beginning for you. If not, prepare to face the greatest horror the world has ever seen. That's what the Word of God says. All right, love you in Christ. Be back in a little while.